not going to fall.
Okay.
We just got to be very, very careful. Because I can barely see because I'm blind. All right.
Then what you got the glasses see, for?
Don't worry about my glasses. Oh my God. The reason why I got these on, number one, we got the light, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Two, bro, this is about 2.5-3 years since I seen you. The first thing you come out your mouth, I got glasses. Secondly, third, I told you to bring your Switch.
You did?
I did. I told you to bring my Switch. So I can beat you in Pokemon real quick.
Didn't we already say we were going to do this when the new game came out?
No.
Yes.
We did, but why not bring the Switch? Anyway, you want some gummy bears?
No, no gummy bears. You sure? I'm good, my boy.
Okay.
Is this how this going to be?
Now, we was chit-chatting before we even press record. Mm-hmm. You see the setup.
Mm-hmm.
How you going to get that on you? Because I'm going to send him the link.
Mm-hmm.
Soon as we finish this, I'm going to send him the link.
Mm-hmm.
So how you going to put him on here? Because you said the last episode, you going
to... Number one, I know this ain't on here, but number one, I didn't just realize how just ghetto fabulous the setup was.
Bro, you know me my whole life.
I do. I do. And I should have... I should have. You're 100% right. That part is 100% on me.
You should know by now.
This is 100% on
you
me.
You should know by now how I do that.
This is 100% on me.
But anyways, I told you the setup is simple. We got a camera. We got the recorder. And we just got mics.
I just didn't realize how simple.
I told you we buying, how many stuff we got, one, two, three, that's my girlfriend, so we ain't gonna include the ring light. So we got like four pieces of equipment here. I told you the most expensive equipment was the camera. Because the camera by itself, like I said, I got a deal on the camera. The camera by itself was about damn near $1,500, but I got it for $1,000 off of Amazon. I told you it's the simplest setup. Because I had the second setup where we had the little surrounds, the little DJ mix thingamajiggy, where that thing cost about $600.
We don't need that.
Look here, I was looking at a YouTube video on how to do it. I was looking at a YouTube video on how to set up the podcast, right, mm-hmm. for a live show.
Yeah.
Dude had it, right? So I was like, oh, snap. His look professional, so we need this. We need that because this the mic's going to feed off of that. Then it going to go to the camera. I went on Amazon. That thing said $600-something. I was like, yeah, LJ. So I saw another YouTube video where it says the simplest setup, two-man podcast. So I was like, all right, me and LJ got the two-man podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And he literally had everything. Like I said, the most important thing was the camera. Because the camera, I didn't know this. The camera, some cameras shut off at like 30 minutes.
Yeah.
29, 30, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That camera, the camera we got now is basically a podcast camera to the point where it don't shut off no matter what. As long as it's recorded, it ain't going to shut off.
Gosh. So maybe I'm just confused. You said we was doing a live show. And what you mean is we just doing a live taping.
Yeah.
I thought we was doing a live show.
I had it right in my head. I'm sorry. I had it right in my head. In my head. No, hear me out.
No, I don't want to hear it.
Hear me out.
I don't want to hear it.
Hear me out.
Oh, Lord.
The live we doing it live. I forgot how you supposed to say live taping. Okay. Anyways, welcome to the live taping of the 2-4 Special Podcast. My name is Randall. I got my LJ over here.
Too late.
Go ahead and say what up to these folks, man.
Can I just walk out the door?
Too late. We in here now. We in here now. But anyways, welcome back. We took a week off. LJ had to do some mercy. He had an emergency with some family. So we took a week off. And we got everything. So I don't know how the YouTube stuff works. So, no, because look, in the beginning of the video, right, they said, make sure you subscribe, post notifications. Look here, that's too much stuff. If y'all YouTube been around for who knows how long, just turn on the notifications. If you want to share it. I don't care. We just doing this for fun at the end of the day. You feel me? So, but yeah, if you coming from the audio, we still going to keep the audio. It's just that now we're going to have the YouTube version of the episode. So, all that going to be in the description of the episodes or the wherever the links, all the links going to be on there. We still going to do the live shows, but instead of doing it every week, since LJ is coming over to my house and gas is like damn near $5 where we at, we're going to do it every 2 weeks. And according to LJ, he got confused, so it's first Sunday.
No. We're not. We're not doing that.
We doing it first Sunday, because I don't see how you got confused.
No.
First Sunday, third Sunday, and if it's a fifth Sunday like May, like this month, we doing it on the fifth Sunday.
I don't think this month has a fifth Sunday.
Time out. Because you're not finna embarrass me right now.
You doing it to yourself.
You're not finna embarrass me right now.
Oh, here it is right here.
It is a fifth Sunday.
You got lucky. Only because it's a Memorial Day. And besides, that's not how this conversation went. So, yeah, you said said we would go and do first Sunday.
First Sunday.
Third Sunday and the fifth Sunday when we get on a regular schedule. But when we gonna do this first show, let's do it on the 15th. Right?
I think I did say 15th. Mm-hmm. First of all, it's supposed to be March. Then we postponed it because we got lazy. Because we supposed to look up the equipment January.
Well, they don't need to know all of that. You the one who told them that.
Well, we both just got lazy. We just got lazy.
Anyway.
But screw this, though. Like I said, Dad going to watch this. He getting the link. You ain't answer my question when we first started this. How you going to put Dad on you?
Again.
Because I already know. I got a plan on how to get Dad on.
I got a plan. I mean, honestly, all we have to do is get another computer. If you're going to put a TV here, put the TV right there.
Which the TV is
right okay, there. But how you going to get the angle right
I'm just
there?
Saying. We got the TV.
We already just had a problem with the angle the first time.
If the people see. If they see.
If they, exactly. That's what I'm talking about.
If they see how we got together.
I just want you all to know. This is a Ghetto Fabulous setup.
Hey, look here. We,
if you have never seen a Ghetto Fabulous setup, just think of just
anyway,
Jerry
you
Ray.
Still haven't answered the question on how you going to get Dad on here.
Honestly, all we have to do is get. I bring me a computer because I'm about to go get me another computer.
Right.
If we going to use this TV over here that's off camera, we can use this.
Right.
Put HDMI on here and get him over.
I literally said
Discord.
That. I literally said.
No, you didn't.
I said my laptop. Oh, my school laptop got HDMI.
Uh-huh.
I said we could plug it up. I ain't say Discord. I said Zoom. Because that laptop.
Don't Zoom only lasts for 30 minutes if it's free. And we ain't about to buy.
When you start paying for Zoom?
You always had to pay for Zoom. Just nobody know. Had to. Nobody needed to pay for Zoom.
Well, I barely use Zoom, so I don't know.
The reason I know is because of work. Because we have Zoom meetings over an hour, and then it cuts out after 30 minutes.
That's retarded.
So we have a break. So we feel that. We do. 30 minutes, break, 30 minutes.
But anyways, how you going to put that on you?
I just said it.
So you're going to literally what I
if
said.
If it's a live recording and not a live taping.
It was right in my head. It was right in my head. But anyways, we got a third host. As you may know, it's That Dad Gamer. He been on the episode, or not episode, he been on the show 2 times. If I'm not mistaken, it was the last episode, if I'm not mistaken? Yeah. Me and LJ we was talking and thinking about how we gonna get Dad on here. Because Dad said he wanted to get on here. LJ promised, and I quote, give me a month. And I will figure it out. That's
obviously,
what you
it
said.
It won't take a month.
Well, I'm just saying that's what you said. So, look here. We coming back 2 weeks from now. Are you going to have a solution?
I probably will.
Because I already got the solution now. I'm just saying. I ain't going to tell you what it is. But I got the solution to bring Dad on you.
Did you do it?
You said you're going to do it. No, you do it because you promised dad first. Then if you fail, the third episode we record, I'll bring him on here.
I do want you to realize how many times have we made plans and yours have fallen before mine.
Look here, we ain't going to talk about that. We ain't going to talk about it.
Cool, okay.
But anyways, for all the new listeners that's coming in after all this crazy stuff me and LJ talking about, pretty much this podcast, we talk about anime and video games. And as you can tell, we get off subject as well. Because we talk about like sports.
You started this brand whatever. This
so,
is.
But yeah, we pretty much an anime and video game podcast. And we just talk about random stuff pretty much the whole entire time we do this recording. Also, bro, I don't sound like, what I said? I don't sound like Keith Sweat.
You never did.
I'm just saying, from that recording I sent you,
No.
So for that little second, I didn't sound like him. I'm just saying, I didn't sound like him.
No.
I sounded like him. Bro, pull up a YouTube video. I finna pull up the YouTube video.
I can't pull up a YouTube video.
Why you can't?
Because I'm not on the internet.
Damn. Go to settings. Damn. Let me get you right. God damn, LJ. And I clicked on YouTube.
And you clicked on YouTube.
Hold on, let me get you right. God damn it. I thought I had you on there. Okay. Where the caps at? Here, let's be. Let me get you right. Hopefully this is right. The code. It is. There you go. I'm sorry. Because Kurt, he got the Samsung tablet. I thought that was Kurt's tablet, because when he came over here to help me build my PC, he literally got the same tablet size as you. And plus, I got my glasses off.
We just had this conversation before. I haven't seen you in person for almost 3 years.
All I'm saying is, turn on a YouTube video so I can sound like Keith Sweat to these folks. I'm just saying. For that split second, I sounded like Keith Sweat, did I not?
Keep talking.
I don't got nothing to say.
You're fine.
Because I'm just saying I sound like Keith Sweat.
Fine.
But anyways, well, LJ looking up, whatever he looking up. Mm-hmm. We got a podcast community Discord, like I said, pretty long time ago. It's not for us. It's pretty much for the community, for the people who got like podcasts like us that need help. All that going to be in the description. All our social medias, Instagram, Twitter, TikToks, all that going to be in the description as well. And that's pretty much it until LJ figure out what the heck he looking for until we can actually start the topic.
I mean, we can start the topic and then pause it when I find the thing.
Anyways, you go. Okay, while you look at that. For all our longtime listeners, like I previously said, we are a video game and anime podcast. Back in the day, we rarely talk about anime, so I'm going to do a little segment. While LJ looking at it, I'm going to do a little segment. Every episode is going to be called the Daily Dose of Anime segment. Pretty much I got this from Facebook, so if you want to look at all the other extra stuff, it's on Facebook. So... You fine?
No, I'm just... I'm like, what's this new segment?
The Daily Dose... Bro, look, first of all, I watch anime. From time to time. Now. I don't know you. You watch anime here and there. Like I said, back in the day, we rarely talked about anime. So I'm like, we might as well talk about it. We might as well have like a little segment.
Go ahead.
So until you figure out something. Mm-hmm. So... Like I said, this comes from Facebook. If you guys want to look it up, it's called The Daily Dose of Anime. The first one is Rick and Morty is getting an anime spinoff. How you feel about that?
I did hear about that.
You think it's going to be legit?
Probably. That sounds...
From the looks of it, it looks like...
I mean, that's just regular Rick and Morty. That's not how it's going to look. Oh, that's from an episode from Rick and Morty.
I don't watch Rick and Morty. But I mean, I'm just saying from the cartoon, it looked like it's gonna be legit though.
I think it get one season, probably get closed down.
You think so? I think Rick
and Morty's pretty out there.
I get about like 12 episodes.
That's, I said one episode, huh? I meant one season.
Yeah.
So with 12 episodes, I give it one season, then it probably gets dropped. I can't see them going past that. If they do, oh,
what?
I think you sent it to me on Discord. I'm looking for that recording you sent me. That's what I'm looking for.
I don't know where I sent it to you.
I can't remember where you sent it to.
Why you looking it up? Mob Psycho 100. I ain't know. I thought it was just Mob Psycho. I ain't know.
What yeah, it always.
But Mob Psycho 100%.
100%.
Yeah, but I thought we just called Mob Psycho.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry. Yeah. But anyway, Mob Psycho season is getting third season, which airs in October of 2022.
Really? It's
I'm surprised. I'm waiting for One Punch Man. That need to come back. Because I don't know if you've been keeping up with the manga. The manga is outstanding. I don't know if you've been looking at
it. I think the reason why One Punch Man anime hasn't come back out because the second season wasn't as good as the first due to animation budgets and they changed people's again. Because that what happens sometimes. I think they're waiting for the original people who animated it to free up some time for them, hopefully.
For One Punch Man?
Uh-huh.
I gotcha. They really talk about it. I know they talk about the anime. I know they talk about the manga like crazy, but they ain't say nothing about the anime.
Oh.
Seven Deadly Sins is getting a... Wow, I just clicked off of it. Seven Deadly Sins is getting a new anime. I don't know how you big on Seven Deadly Sins.
Watched the first season. Then the second two were bad. Mainly because I know that from a friend who was a big fan
of it. Animation was garbage. I'm just gonna
it was
I'm
bad. Just, I'm just going to throw that out just, there. It was bad.
But Seven Deadly Sins is coming back with a sequel anime which take place 16 years after... The original Sailor Death.
I don't
Sims.
Remember what happened with the other one.
Bro, I'm just gonna keep it real. I stopped watching it after season 4. The anime was just garbage.
Read the manga.
I mean, I just stopped after that though.
But before you go on,
oh my god!
And press record on. All right, here.
Shut that out. 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 Anyways,
you over here talking about I'm geese wet over here on the mic.
Ooh. Is now the second highest rated anime. Have you watched Spy X Family?
I read the manga.
I saw one episode.
I knew it was gonna be good when I was reading the manga, and so I stopped and waited for the anime. I'm kind of just waiting for the whole season to come out before I start watching it, but I'm not surprised.
I just saw one episode.
Have you saw that they took over Attack on Titan as well? With just three episodes. Three episodes is already better than Attack on Titan. You saw that?
I bet you were waiting.
I've been waiting.
I know you was.
I do. I'm like, I'm going to tell this man when we do the vibe show.
I knew you were waiting.
Tell this man.
Anyway, Spy X Family is now the second highest rated anime on my anime list. Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood is still the highest rating, which it should, because that's a good ass anime. It's an amazing anime. I don't know if you watched this. I think you did. I think you told me. Vinland Saga. You watched that one?
I didn't watch it. I watched clips of it. Yeah. That's it. I don't know nothing about it other than it's Vikings.
I gotcha. I watched it with my girlfriend. It's if you like close combat anime, that's pretty much it. Like, it's literally this dude pulling up on anybody he sees. Like, they basically it. But anyways, Vinland Saga season 2 will be produced by MAPPA.
Oh, in other words,
everything.
In other words, this will be one of the best animated shows
they
of the
season. They are getting every anime.
Wherever season it comes out, it will be probably the highly.
So I get, like, for all the people who was talking about Attack on Titan taking hiatus from here to next year, you see why. MAPPA, however you pronounce that studio, is literally getting every anime. I don't know when the people sleep.
I'm pretty sure they have. They gotta be having different studios.
I'm pretty sure. But still, they basically collecting all the anime that's coming out.
Well, you know.
So for all the good folks out there that like Vinland Saga, they are getting now, or they now getting produced by MAPPA for season 2, and that's pretty much it with all the good stuff. So that is your daily dose of anime brought to you by Facebook from the 2-4-1 Special Podcast. All right.
It really did come from just a anime Facebook group that he was just on. I saw it.
I didn't hide it. I literally said the group name. And I told him.
I don't think you said the group name.
I said the Daily Dose of
anime. Oh, that's the name of that's it? I didn't realize that was the name of it.
That's literally, I didn't hide it.
I thought you were just saying.
I literally didn't hide it.
I thought that was just the name
no,
of it.
No, look here. So, all right. So, before I even found this group, right? already had it in my head. I was like, we need to have a segment about anime because we rarely talk about anime. Sure. And we go by anime. You know, we go by anime and video games. Mm-hmm. So I had it called Daily Dose of Anime because it's like, you know, just a little daily dose of the anime news, right?
Uh-huh.
So I don't know who brought this to my attention. I really don't. I was going through Facebook and I saw it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't know it was named Daily Dose of Anime. I was just reading this, you know, I was just reading. So I was like, you know, this is a good site for me to get some news for anime for the podcast, right? So as I was, you know, clicking and going through the stuff to where we could, which what we're going to talk about,
mm-hmm.
I looked at the name because, you know, I saved it because, like, damn, I might not find it no more. So, like, let me make sure I save the actual site or page, wherever this thing is called on there.
Mm-mm-mm.
So when I saved it, right, I looked at it. It's a Daily Dose of Anime. I was like, what the fuck? That's the same segment I want to name. I'll save it. So I was like, I had it, you know.
I'm going to say you saw that site before. You forgot about it.
I probably did.
That's exactly what happened.
I probably did. But anyways, I didn't hide it. I told him, like, you can find it on Facebook.
You did say that. I heard that part. I just wasn't putting the two together of it's a Daily Dose of Anime.
Look at it. I had it in my head first.
I know. I got you. Uh-huh. Yeah,
I didn't know.
That's what a lot of people say before
Anyways. So, Destiny 2, by the time this episode come out, Destiny season 17, right?
Yes.
Season 17. Dang, we got that much? Season 17?
Yeah.
Dang,
the game been out since 17?
The game been out since we was in... how long has Destiny been out? Since we was in college, right?
Senior. No, when my senior year, you was already out.
So 2016?
16 or 17. One of the two.
So about 7... No. Yeah? Hmm. No, 7-8 years?
I got it. Yeah, 2017 came out September 6th, 2017.
God, that's a long time. Mm-hmm. But we on season 7-2, and like I said, by the time you guys listen to this or watch this episode, season 2 gonna be out because it come out Tuesday. If I'm not mistaken, right?
Yeah,
it come out Tuesday. So pretty much, Destiny drop a twab about season 17, and you knew about the twab.
I knew about the trial, but when I was listening to people talk about it, they was like, it didn't say nothing.
He didn't say nothing?
No. So all they did say was about, like, Iron Banner changes.
Yeah.
But it didn't say nothing about what you're doing in the season.
So pretty much is, from what I'm looking at right now, let me scroll down. Pretty much, like you said, Iron Banner. One thing I get from this about Iron Banner, because you was heavy. I think you was heavy on Iron Banner.
I used to play a lot.
Right?
Yeah.
So how you feel about this? As I scroll down, because it's on here somewhere. Here it is right here. So Iron Banner, instead of coming, I don't know how often
it usually comes. It comes once a month.
Yeah. So now on here, they saying it's coming every two. It coming twice a season, basically. So instead of playing every month, you playing it two times a season. Yeah. Okay. So it starts on May 31st,
mm-hmm.
and then it comes back on July 12th, and that's it. So how you feel about them only having it, you know, two times?
That's interesting. What did they get? Why did they say it's only coming twice?
Because of he with Kato, the lady.
Oh, you know, that makes sense.
They got a.
That's actually a good story.
They got to follow because they basically, from what they're saying, he is now running the Iron Banner twice a season because Iron Banner will be more in line with those annual events. So I guess they're trying to not collide. Trials and Iron Banner no more. But pretty much the whole reason why he's doing it twice a month is because his responsibility is on Kaido's war council.
Gosh.
Because of the person you hate the most. Because of Crow.
Typical Crow is the worst character they have made in the bad. Because
he killed, what you call it?
That, and I'm a hunter man. So that's
right,
one.
Right.
And then number two, he's just whiny for no reason.
I mean,
he
don't have a memory, so he kind of...
You don't have to be whiny and not have memories.
Yeah, you got a point.
Who said that? I mean, it's kind of like what people used to say about the modern animes where the MCs, you know, with Black Clover,
right?
My Hero.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When and things like that. When they yell too much and they whiny for no reason.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of reminds me of that. And he's whiny for no reason. And then
I'm going to say, now you got a boy.
No, I was like, you saw the lights, right?
What?
No, oh, because you got the shades on. You can't see nothing.
Oh, I forgot. I don't know what happened. All right, when I was working, because I told my mom about that too. I thought the house would blow up when it happened. So basically, something with the AC, we get like rental like
power outages.
Power outages. There we go. We get random power outages over here, right?
Uh-huh.
Like the wind could be like right now. The lights could go off at any moment because it's just raining. Like, I don't know what's going on in this area. I truly don't. But anyways, I don't know what happened to the AC unit. The guy came and did something to the AC unit. When I come home, it's like lightning just go crazy in here. So it's every time the AC unit turns on, the lights do that. Why it does that, I don't know. I just go with the flow.
It sounds like he messed up your wiring. But why would he need to go to your wiring to fix the AC?
I wasn't home.
Oh, okay.
I wasn't home.
I'm going to leave that
all
alone.
All I know then. Is, look, if the AC is blowing,
I'm gonna leave. And I got on
glasses.
I was like, did you guys see the lights go out? And then I mean, you turned all the way around to me.
Because now you stop. I was like, I would agree with you. I didn't know what you was doing. And then I was like, oh yeah, that happens. Oh, you forgot I stay here. So I'm used to it by now.
Anywhere.
But yeah, how you feel about them? Because you used to play Iron Band and Heavy back in D1, and now they only bringing it.
It's fine lore wise.
Yeah, yeah, right.
So I'm fine with it. And no, I don't really play Destiny like that anymore. But we I think it's fine. I don't think there's gonna be any problems with it. I mean, I think people would be sad to not be able to play it once. Only once a week, or not once a week, but only
every other month
almost. Yeah. So I think people would be disappointed by that. But I think you'll see more people get on there now to try to make sure you get the armor and weapons of whatever that season is.
Have you seen armor?
I've seen the Hunter's armor because I was on West Virginia, and it's like some monkey armor or something.
Right.
I haven't seen the Warlocks or the Titans. Is it also monkey armor?
It's all right. I probably play this season more because I ain't play season 16 like that for real. Because I did I streamed it. We did the Legendary campaign, which like you say, it was a good campaign.
Mm-hmm.
But once I did that, it really wasn't nothing to do because Trials, which I'm gonna bring up in a little bit because they got on 12. Trials, they only brought a scout rifle. I think, if I'm not mistaken, that's the only new thing they had was just a scout rifle.
Mm.
And come to find out, what you could do is if you had Trials Ingram from like last season,
mm-hmm.
all you had to do was just turn them in, and you could boom, you got the scout.
Gotcha.
So there's no reason for anybody to play, yeah, unless you just wanted to play it.
Gotcha.
So that's pretty much what I did. Like, I played Trials maybe 3 or 4 times, just to play it.
Mm-hmm.
And like my second match, no, like my third match, I got the scout. So I was like, there's no reason for me to play. But
yeah, I guess after everybody played, you know, their fill of the raid,
right?
You know, everybody got there was nothing else to do other than to finish the what's my code?
We talking about Trials?
Yeah, no, finish. What's the thing called?
The little annual.
There you go. The thing with Kaido.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. How you feel about that? Because that's your first time actually completing, like, I don't know what you want to call it. Do you want to call it, like, the second main thing or what?
I at this point, I just kind of call it the seasonal story.
Yeah.
Because the overall story is supposed to be about Witch Queen, right?
Right.
And then each season has its own little mini stories that they have that ties into whatever the gimmick they're doing for that season. So, and the reason I had texted you about season 17 is because I knew about the Iron Banner. I knew they had making changes to it. Not that it was only going to be once every other month,
right?
But I knew that they haven't said anything about what season 17 is actually.
Right. Yeah.
They haven't released a video because usually when a new season comes out, they release a video. It's in the 12. Depending on if it's something like really big, they might do a video on it. And everything like that.
Let me see. They might have.
No, they did.
They ain't do nothing?
Mm-mm. Not one thing. And so everybody was surprised. And so everybody was talking about, like, some people are like, oh, I kind of like them doing, not telling us everything.
Speaking of that, look, look, Rick Hawkins.
Really? Yeah, that's
26 minutes from now, so I guess he knows something. But you know, you can't really go off of that, because like you said, Destiny didn't drop like a little trailer or anything, like you said. So he's just probably going off of what we are.
The Twab, and there's rumors. Rumors was that they doing a dungeon. They gonna have a new dungeon.
Yeah, they got a new dungeon coming up. Yep. So, I think it launches either I think it launches Tuesday or like that week.
I mean, what else you gonna be doing Tuesday? I mean, usually the seasons aren't long, so usually it's the seasonal story with whatever the gimmick is that you're doing, and then what else? Other than you doing the stuff from Witch Queen again.
That's pretty much it.
Exactly.
I mean, they're going to have exotic quests they throw in there. And here and there, they have like little character stories, I would say. Uh-huh. Like, for example, like you say, what they do is this. They don't give you the whole entire season quest. Mm-hmm. What they do is, if they're going to follow how they do every other season, 1 week, they're going to have you do one part of the season.
Yeah.
Or one part of the quest. Then you got to wait till next week, or you got to wait till next reset to do the other, you know, to do the other part. And then you got to wait to do the other part after that, wait to do the other part after that. So they don't give you the full story quest for season 17. Mm-hmm. They give it to you, like, in parts. So let's say it's like, because they start doing, I don't know when they start doing this for the quest, but let's say it's step one out of 32, right? Mm-hmm. So next week with season 17 drop, like I said, let's just go for like 32. So you're gonna finish step 6 out of 32.
Yeah.
But after that, you can't go no further until the next reset. So that's what they do. That's what they do to bring you back every week.
Yeah.
So, but like you said, after that, what is there to do besides? Yeah. They bring it back. Rotations, the raid rotations. They bring.
I did hear.
I think they mixing it too with the dungeons as well. But I know for sure when I look at the video or the 12, whenever I get to that portion on here, they bring back the rotation for raids.
Gotcha.
So I don't know if they're gonna bring back like 3 or 4 of them, or they're gonna bring back the whole thing. But they bring that back too.
Well, hold on. Will they only be rotating the ones that they have out currently?
See, that's the thing. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. They might though, because some of the rays are in the vault, so I think that's what they're gonna do, because it makes no sense if you're gonna put all the rays in the vault and then, or put all like half the content in the vault and then every week you bring a raid from the vault back into the game. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. I think they're gonna pull what you said, where they gonna just have a raid
what's out currently. Yeah, now.
I think that's why they say they're gonna mix dungeons in there too, because I think
it's because wouldn't be enough raids. Really. Yeah, you only have three raids.
Yeah, I think it's three. Yeah, so I think that's where they're gonna say they're gonna rotate with the dungeons as well. So that's one thing you could do.
What are you going to do if you already played all the dungeons and the raids? What can you get from the rotations?
I don't know. Now, because look though, you got a point, because if you played it, because they got it to where we go in the tower, I forgot what it's called. Mm-hmm. You can literally just buy all the raid exotics that's been gone. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, like you say, there's no point for real to actually play the raids unless you just want to play the raids. So, me personally, if they're going to do that, they should bring back ornaments. That's the only possible way, is to bring back ornaments.
Yeah, I guess that would get people to play it. There has to be some kind of reward for rotational play, because it just, from the sounds of it, it just doesn't make no sense.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, like, I understand you're trying to do something, but like I said, they doing it because they're working on something else.
All I know is
they working on that Sony game.
They probably is though. But speaking of Iron Banner, they got a new map. Oh no! They changing the game mode. Instead of control, is Rift. Now I wasn't a big PvP player back in the D1. What is Rift?
Rift is that game mode that came out right when Destiny 2 came out. And it's you slam dunk. You go and grab that ball. You go and slam dunk it.
How
in the other guy. What happened to Rift? Is the first question.
I mean, they probably Destiny. Took it out. Yeah. Wasn't it Destiny 2 though?
It was. I think so.
I don't know. Like I said, I wasn't really a big PvP player, so I don't know. So they, knowing Destiny, they probably just took it out just because knowing them. But if I'm not mistaken, I think it was in D2 Vanilla, wasn't it?
Actually, you might know.
It wasn't?
Mm-mm. I mean, you might have was just in. So, well, that's bad. Why wouldn't you move it over?
But what over? Oh, really? So it was in D1. Okay. I don't know where they took it at.
That's weird. So it's coming back. So now it's coming back in Iron Banner.
Before you say anything else, let me cut you off. They also saying every season they changing game mode. So Riv ain't here to stay. It's here for season 17, but after season 17,
it's gone.
It's gone. Yeah. So every season they change the game mode. I think I could be wrong. I think that's what they doing to trials as well. I think
trials is just you being a tryhard and.
Well, not now. It's easier now. Okay. But they got it called trial. I'm probably saying it's completely wrong because it's been a minute since I played trials. But they got it. It's called trial labs where they do different stuff. I think.
Oh, okay.
Like I said, it's been a minute. So I could be wrong. But they pretty much changed like game modes too. Because trials back in the day wasn't 3v3 where you just literally just shoot. It was like a game mode. Where you had to like capture a specific area of the map and hold it off and then kill them and stuff like that.
Was it?
I think it was, unless I'm thinking about competitive. I think I'm thinking about competitive.
I think you're thinking about competitive.
Yeah, I think I am. But yeah, how do you feel about them bringing Rift back and putting in Iron Man?
I do remember people loving Rift, but I guess I didn't love it enough because I'll be honest with you, I did not. I thought it was in D2. It just went away. But it was D1, so I obviously didn't remember it that well. But I do remember it being a fun game mode and people liking to play it a lot. So it should do well.
Should, hopefully. Now they changing control. Teams gain 1 point per participant when capturing the zone rather than one flag point. What is that? What's the point? I don't know. I guess we got to wait and see. I thought you always
So are these the crucible changes that they've been hyping up since season 16? I'll be honest with you. I thought they was like going to change the fundamental core of Crucible. Because the problems aren't the game mode, in my opinion.
I thought they're going to completely just overhaul new content because they basically keeping all the same game modes. I thought we're gonna get like a whole slack of new game modes.
No, I didn't think we were gonna get new game modes. I just thought because the problem to me is not that it's the game modes or the point distribution, but that you know we could be wrong about that because we don't play Crucible like that.
Yeah, you're right.
Or competitive like that. Right. But I thought the problem was and still is when every time I go in there is that it's. People just in there using the most meta of meta stuff because that's all you can use.
Right.
Because as long as one person is using meta stuff, you won't kill that person.
Right.
And then also some of the subclasses abilities, like I know the Hunter's Revenant abilities are really OP in Crucible, even though they have nerfed them, and it's still hard to get through. And just Stasis in general has been a problem, even though it's been nerfed, it still has been a problem. So that's why I thought they were changing. I thought they were doing sandbox changes to Crucible, but it sounded like they're doing sandbox changes to the game mode, they think are the problem. But I think they're surely mistaken about that.
To be honest with you, like we PvE, so for the people that listen, when we talk about PvP, we don't know. So we could be saying some wrong stuff. But me personally, I think what they should do is just cancel all what they got now and just come up with new game modes. That's pretty much because I think that's what people want. And then and bring in like new maps.
Okay. So, but I'm trying to see. What's wrong with, what name the game modes? I can't remember.
From what they got on here, they got control, elimination, mayhem comes from here and there, rumble, and showdown. They probably got more, but these game modes that's
getting
changing.
Rid of rumble, showdown, and
mayhem,
and mayhem,
elimination, and control.
elimination is that's what you use. Thank you. Elimination is what you play for trials.
Is it? Oh, yeah, that is right there. Yeah.
And that's interesting. So they making it try harder again. Did you read that? Time limit is lowered to 90 seconds to match.
Yeah. That's pretty much what they is doing.
They're not making it try harder. What they really doing is the games are taking too long. So they said
they're trying to make it shorter.
Right. So either you need to go crazy and just go in on them
instead of camping. Instead of camping.
Because there was literally teams who just waited into the point spawns, waited for the people to go get the point, and then would eliminate them from my range.
Okay, if that's the point, I promise you.
And PvP, now you're going to see your shotguns.
That's what I'm about to say. PvP going to be unplayable. Because if they're going to make it to the point where you got no choice but to kill off somebody, especially if they taking time off. That's all you're going to see. You're going to see Titans and Hunters doing their dodges, doing their little charge. Because Warlocks, all you got is the little, I forget what it's called, but we don't got the little stuff that y'all got.
Yeah, because you got grenades, man.
Not the PvP. I mean, we got it, but it's
better than what most other people got.
But anyways, like you said, it's going to be unplayable because the shotguns are going to come back and take over. Because all they're going to do is slide and shoot. Slide and shoot. That's it. Because that's basically what they're doing, especially for trials. That's what they're doing. They making it to the point where, look, we getting tired of y'all camping. Y'all finna go out here and just go crazy. And that's basically the best way to do it, just slide and shotguns.
Gotcha. If I remember correctly, Mayhem was just a fun game mode.
Mayhem is pretty much like the best PvP. That's the only reason why I play PvP.
Yeah,
Mayhem.
So there's
you spam your super.
So and that's what they're making it more fun because you just spamming it more.
Right.
Control, literally, there's no changes to it. I don't even know why they even.
Like I said, you gain one. I think you already gain a point, don't it?
Yeah.
But what is this? Rather than one flat point, what that mean?
So I guess no matter what. Yeah. Okay. So no matter what. So back in the day, or that's what they say back in Destiny 1, however many people was on the point, all those people got points, and that's how many points you would get for that flag.
Oh, instead of just getting one point.
Now, no matter how many people on there, you would just get one point.
So basically what they done with PvP, they making matches faster, I guess.
Yeah.
Because that's the case, if four people on one point, instead of getting one point, so basically you get 4 points.
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense now. Okay. I see where it's coming from. All right.
And then, to me, Showdown and Rumble are...
I don't even touch
non-factors.
I'm just gonna keep it real. I don't know when the last time I even touched Showdown.
Yeah.
So, Gambit.
Just get rid of it.
I don't think they need to get rid of it.
They need to get
rid of it. I like Gambit.
No, you don't.
I like Gambit. I like it. They just need to I see what they're doing. They're trying to get the PvP portion straight. Because for the longest, that's what people was complaining about.
Mm.
And when I be streaming on Twitch, when I was streaming Destiny on Twitch, a lot of people came in there and was talking about Gambit. Mm-hmm. Which, I mean, Destiny just looked like they just gave up on Gambit, to be honest with you. But to me personally, when it first came out, it was okay. Because it was something new. For the Destiny community. It's PvPvE. A lot of people like it. We haven't got a new map for Gambit in who knows how long. For like the longest. So
why would you make a new map for a game mode that everybody hates though?
That's what I'm saying. You could revamp it though.
I mean, true, you could, but
I mean, I see where you're coming from, but what they could do is go ahead and pull it. How they did trials, how trials took like a year or two break.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they need to do with Gambit. Let's go ahead and let Gambit have his cycle for this season here.
Mm-hmm.
When what's the next DLC called? Lightfall?
Yes.
It's Lightfall. When Lightfall come out, don't drop Gambit. Let Gambit stay away. Take a team, but even though they're going to be busy because they got their deal with Sony and they got everything else they're working on. Take a team and have that team focus on Gambit. Gambit need to go away for a year and some change. So they could revamp it and do what they need to do. Because we had, after Lightfall, I think we got like two other DLCs after that, right? If I'm not mistaken. I think we do.
Yeah, you got Cause the shape it, or something. Because
it's going to be 2023. And then I think they announced the last one is 2025, right?
I think you're right.
Yeah, so we got like two seasons left, or 2 years worth of content for Destiny left. So that's what they need to do. They need to go ahead and just take Gambit out for a good year, a year and a half. Have a separate team focus on Gambit, and when the next season for 2024 comes, introduce Gambit. You know, still have Drifter here and there because he plays a factor in the story now.
Yeah.
Still have him show up and all that, yada, yada. What you can do is you can have Drifter kind of fuse Gambit into the lore. Be yeah. like, hey, Gambit, blah, blah, blah. So we can anticipate, like, oh, Gambit coming back, yada, yada. So, like, that's what they need to do. Just pull the trials. How Trials was away for like a good 2-3 years, pull Gambit, have a team focused on Gambit, and then when the time is right, bring Gambit back.
I get what you say. I don't know. Gambit fundamentally seems flawed, and they just have never been able to get it right.
Either that or bring back Prince of the Elders.
And that's, it might be
an idea. I'm going to say either that or bring back Prison. That's what they... I like Gambit for some crazy reason, but if to be honest with you, I'd rather have Prison Elders. I'm just gonna keep it real.
That's what the PvE portion of it is supposed to be like.
Yeah,
Prison Elders. It just don't feel like that.
It just don't feel like that. Yeah. So that's me. Me personally, I think they should bring back Prison Elders. Grandmasters Rejoined. That's nothing.
I think that's about it.
Now, you can level up if you pay. Eververse, you can level up 10. Because a lot of people's complaining about that.
Why?
Reason why people's complaining about this, I think this is going forward. In Season 17, Bright Dust, yada, yada. I think this is going forward. Gotcha. I'm just going to speculate and say this is going forward. Just going to speculate that.
Okay.
So a lot of people's complaining about this. For the sole fact, first day rate.
Huh?
The first day rate.
What about it?
You level up 10 levels.
Uh-huh.
Every time you level up, your light gets...
Yeah. Yeah.
They was complaining about that.
Oh.
Even though it's a... what's it called? Even though they cap it at a certain level, they still complain about it.
But this is for Eververse.
Yeah, no, you can buy your levels from Eververse.
Oh, okay. I wasn't...
So let's say I come in, right? The raid drops the first week.
Mm-hmm.
You level 5. You below low.
Mm-hmm.
The raid is 1700. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to throw that out there. You level 5, but you like 1675.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I go to Eververse and buy 10 levels, right?
I got you.
So I can meet that recommended light to where I go in there, I won't be dying as much.
Gotcha.
See what I'm saying? That's why everybody pissed off. You can buy.
So people are bad that you can buy levels.
Even though you can't, it was in there. You could buy levels.
You can always buy the levels.
Yeah,
right?
But I guess they mad that you could buy 10 now, I guess. So how you feel about that? To the point where you don't have to grind no more. You can just buy your levels. Even though it was in the game, but I guess.
It wasn't that bad.
It wasn't
right?
that bad to the point where you could.
I feel like maybe 10 is also too much, but I don't know because I feel like the only people who really do that are
streamers.
Yes.
Just gonna keep it real.
Because for people like us, we gonna play the game because we want to play the game.
Yeah.
And we don't care because we don't know.
We don't know about. Well, technically we do. But we not all online at the same time.
Exactly.
So we just play it. But yeah, for streamers, yeah. But I'm pretty sure streamers been doing that anyway.
Exactly. So that's what I'm trying to figure out. Like, who's, like, it's weird, but I'm not mad about it. It's just, who actually going to pay for that other than streamers?
Some people who might, like some little, not little clans, but you know, the small clans that might trying to get some clout to win the race, probably.
But I feel like you don't even get that clout no more like you used to.
It all depends if you make the content.
I guess so, but I guess it's because people who've been reading the raids recently aren't content creators for real, for real.
Not really. They here and there, they on YouTube and Twitch, but they ain't like big name like how we, you know, golf and all them stuff. But, you know, just for the clout, because you're going to get some clout from it. Yeah. You ain't going to get like clout like how you used to get back in the day when you beat the raid.
Yeah.
But at least you're going to get a little bit of some. So a lot of people pissed off about that. So you, I think you was able to buy levels, if I'm not mistaken. I don't think you was able to buy plus 10 level, I guess.
Gotcha.
So a lot of people pissed off about that. Cosplay, Cosmodrome, coming July. That's nothing. Mail, you got mail. I don't know what that is. Play support. That's it. Nothing. Guardian Games, And if you got Iron Banner tokens, you might as well delete them after this season because there's no lock. Can't even talk. Iron Banner tokens will not be a thing in season 17. It gonna be like how.
So what they replacing them with?
You know how. It's coming to me.
Vanguard tokens?
No. They took that. Yeah. It's going to be like how Crucible, Vanguard, and Trials is. You know how
just the reputation bar?
Yeah.
And they already just have the reputation bar, and you could just get more with
No, you use the tokens for the reputation bar.
Oh, gotcha. So now it's just reputation bar from you playing Iron Banner.
Yeah. So gotcha. The more you win, the
further you go. Gotcha.
If you don't win, you know it ain't going to be as much. So pretty much they made Iron Banner try hard. Pretty much. That's what it is. It's going to be try hard for real. So that is, let me make sure. That's basically it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pretty sure Hunter's going to win again for Guardian Games.
So what? Sure. Hunter didn't win last time. Titans won last time.
Hunter's going to win this one because
I thought Warlocks was in the lead. I thought it was Warlock, Hunters, Titans.
It was when I was playing it. Cause I think I played it like a couple days ago. It was Warlocks, but when I look at somebody's stream, they had as the Hunters.
Oh, interesting.
You know, it changes from here and there.
I have not played one single Guardian game, so I
trust me. I just play to when it comes to a season. I'm like, let me go ahead and get my hands dirty, so I won't be rusty. So, Hunters. Not too many people play Warlocks though. I mean, they play it, but they don't like main it. A lot of them don't, to be honest with you. Because I think they did a survey that most people who play, if my last mistake, was Hunters, right?
Yes, I do know that. I do know Hunters are. But in D1, it used to be like mainly Hunters. Now it's like a little bit better. But I thought Warlocks was a close second in D2. Like, it was really close.
I don't know. It probably is because you can do so much crazy builds with it. But
yeah.
I don't think a lot of people main Warlocks like that.
Gotcha.
Unless it's like a raid or some crazy or something, then I don't know. I know Warlocks start getting some recognition though once they had introduced well, and now you can do like crazy builds with Warlocks. I think we like half and half now. Could be wrong, but the other news that we're gonna talk about, Overwatch 2. I say this from the previous podcast or the episodes. Overwatch 2 to me is basically just Overwatch at the end of the day. With new characters. Because they didn't even show a new map on the beta?
Yes.
They did?
They showed 5 new maps.
They showed 5 new maps. How did they show any new game modes?
Yes, they had one new game mode.
So, how you was big into it. So, how you feel about Overwatch
2? I'm going to say this about Push. Because I don't play Overwatch. And I didn't get into the beta, so I really didn't play the beta. But I've been watching Overwatch League.
Right.
Push to me is kind of worse than 2CP, and that's they got rid of 2CP because everybody was complaining about 2CP. So I think Push is not that great. It might just be because honestly in Push, if you win the first fight, or at least in Overwatch League, if you win the first fight, you usually are going to win the map unless the other team just somehow amazingly messes up,
right?
I don't really like that kind of play. It just seems like if you make one tiny mistake, which, I mean, everything can be like that, but it really seems, it like really punishes you if you make one tiny mistake. Because literally, I was watching a match and literally they only moved it like 20 centimeters and they just couldn't win because it's like deathmatch.
Right.
And you just go in, you killing each other, and you can't really push the bot if it's just one of you because somebody can come out and stop it.
Yeah.
And it don't move faster with more people on it. So it's kind of weird. And maybe I need to play Push before I really give a full deep dive on it. But for me, just watching that, I really don't like it. The new maps they have are really nice.
Mm-hmm.
They have one called Circuit Royale, which is like in want to say, like, not Brazil, but, you know, one of those countries, like, South American countries.
Yeah.
Then they have one in Rome. They have a New York map that's really cool looking. They have a Greek map, and they have another map I can't think of.
Mm-hmm.
But those maps, they did their thing on the map design. They look really nice. And I think three of them are for the new game mode, right. And then the other two were for one was a hybrid map, and then the other one was a let me make sure I get this right, a push map, or not push map, but a cart map, where you just push the payload, mm-hmm. and you just keep moving. So again, I say this, yes, Destiny 2 is Destiny 1. There wasn't any changes like you thought there would be. Overwatch is the same as what it was with it. The biggest thing they did is they changed up the UI system, and there's a lot less clutter on the map when using abilities.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a big sticking point for a lot of people. They said there was just too much clutter on the map. You didn't know what was going on. It's too, you can't see what's yours and what's not yours, which you can, because, you know, it's color coded, and if it's blocking your shots, then it's blocking your shots, and that means it's the enemy,
right?
Whatever. But I get that. It was just a lot of stuff on the maps at time, and your UI would get cluttered with abilities and people dying and things like that. So it's good changes that they're making, but I don't think they're good enough changes to bring people back, because now you just have people saying it's Overwatch 1, just like Randall said, and you can't deny that from them because you didn't make nothing too big. But hopefully we're gonna get more news on June 16th, I believe they said, and hopefully people are hoping for new heroes.
Mm-hmm.
Some more maps, because they do need some more maps, I do think, as well as hopefully hopefully jinxing some stuff on 2CP, because right now there has not been a new support hero in about 4 years, maybe, or the last support hero was Brig.
Mm-hmm.
And she was the second to last hero, which was Echo. And Echo came out 3 years ago. And that took almost a whole year. So, yeah, it's been about 4 years since the last new support hero came out. So, there needs to be a new support hero. There needs to be a new tank. Even though they move a DPS into the tank role, there needs to be more tanks, in my opinion. There needs to be more DPS, but you already have one new DPS. And there's already about a DPS heroes. So I'm okay with that, but they got to get some love to them supports, because right now supports are in a bad spot. But it's getting better because they let Zenyatta kick people now. So everybody happy about that. So I don't. It's funny. It's cool. People saw it because it came out like a week before the beta ended.
Right.
So people got a week to play with it, but we haven't seen it in like Overwatch League or anything like that. So hopefully when it does roll into Overwatch League, it'll probably look really cool, and everybody's going to have fun with it. But I do think they got to get some more stuff out. And they really, and I know, and we might get flamed for this later on or whatever, but I do think it needs to be free to play, period. It just don't need to be free to.
Even with the storm mode?
No, you can. Oh. I say you can sell the story mode to people,
okay.
But the PvP needs to be free to play. Understandable? Yes, I understand.
I thought you said it was free to play.
If you have Overwatch
1. Yeah, I'm with you on it.
If you have Overwatch 1, it's free to play.
Right.
Eventually.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, cool. And you're letting people, you know, keep their things and everything. Understandable. But I think you would get way more people if you let,
of course,
Overwatch, you know, free to play, or
yeah.
or do this right before the game comes out. You make Overwatch 1 free to play,
mm-hmm.
and so if you already download Overwatch 1 free to play, you automatically get.
I think that's what they're gonna do.
Overwatch 2.
I think that's
if they do that, they would gain a lot of respect in my eyes. Right. Honestly, they probably gain a lot of respect in the community, and then people would be a lot more happy. And I bet their player base jumps up so high.
Of course. Because we said it last week. Yeah. Or 2 weeks ago, whatever.
We never even talked about it.
Epic, this is what they need to do. Epic need to go ahead and make a deal with Blizzard or whatever for PC. For Xbox, what they got, I don't know. But anyways, Epic need to go ahead and pick it up. Cause they got I don't know if you've been on Epic Game Store. They got the mystery.
Yeah, and they got the free.
That's what they need to go ahead and do. Go ahead and make. Cause I don't know how long this mystery game gonna last. I think it'll last this whole month, maybe or whatever. Well,
right now it's Borderlands 3, and it ends May 26th.
So I don't know how long this mystery game magic gonna last. But they need to go ahead and make Overwatch a mystery game for Epic Game Store. People pick it up for free, right? Mm-hmm. Like you said, for free. Play it, do whatever. You got microtransactions in the game. You're going to make money regardless.
Yes.
Because like I said, once you get their free players, or once you make the game free, you basically going to have a whole bunch of people, right?
Mm-hmm.
After that, they're going to play the game. Then they're going to buy, because they're going to want to buy some outfits, some emotes, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're gaining money. Like you said, when Overwatch 2 drop, excuse me, you're going to have everybody going to be able to play because they got it, you know, they got it. So, yeah. Me personally, I'm with you. Epic need to go ahead and make it a mystery game so people can download it. When Overwatch 2 drop, you're going to pretty much have a whole bunch, you're going to have a lot of people play because you made it free to play for like a week or two. And then boom, you're going to have people play.
That's not going to happen.
You wanna know it's not going to happen.
No. You want to know why it's not going to happen?
Because it's Blizzard?
Because they're owned by Microsoft now.
That too. Yeah. Well, hell, you can make it free to play on...
The Xbox Game Pass.
Yeah.
That's what they should do. They should put it on the Xbox Game Pass. No, you should put Overwatch 2 on the Xbox Game Pass when it comes out.
They're not going to do it, though. They damn sure ain't going to do that.
If they put... Like we talked about the week that last week, they put Halo on the Game Pass, and I didn't realize that Halo.
Halo was free. You know, Halo was on the Game Pass since day one.
Yeah. So yeah, I think if once this contract ends, you should put Blizzard on the Game Pass. You should put.
I'm pretty sure they might though. They might.
They should. You should put Overwatch 2 on the Game Pass. Don't put no Overwatch 1 because by the time I think the deal gets finished, Overwatch 2 will hopefully be out.
Cause when Overwatch 2 is coming out, it's coming out this year?
It's supposed to. Oh. It's supposed to be coming out this year.
Everything getting delayed, so it might come out.
It honestly needs to come out this year. If it gets delayed to next year, I think they're gonna.
I think they're probably gonna pull a Halo. I think the PvP portion is gonna come out this year because the beta already dropped.
Yeah.
I think the game, not the game mode, story mode,
come out this year.
Come out another year. Yeah. I can
see that.
Yeah.
Because that's what you're gonna be playing mostly is the PvP anyway. So
when I get it, I'm probably just gonna. Well, I don't know because Solo and Kurt was talking about how they gonna be on it heavy. So if they on it heavy on the PvP, I don't mind playing it heavy on PvP.
I'm surprised they're gonna be on that heavy.
They love.
I know they love. Oh, I know they love PvP games, right. But
no, they love or what? But. Like I said, I'm probably just picking up for the story, to be honest.
Gotcha.
So, I don't mean, to me, if it was me personally, here's my game plan. Like you said, make Overwatch free for either the Xbox Game Pass for a week, Epic Game Store need to go ahead and make it free to play, or go ahead and make a mystery game or whatever, for a week. People pick it up. They play it. Your player base is going to grow. Go ahead and do it whenever Overwatch 2 or whatever the PvP portion of Overwatch drop. Make it free to play for like a month until then.
Mm-hmm.
So people go ahead and play it. People going to go ahead and buy skins or whatever.
Yeah.
Then people going to be like, oh, I'm having fun. Matter of fact, don't do it a month because people going to like make no sense. But do it like 2 or 3 months before the launch of Overwatch 2. So people going to already have in their mind, oh, I like it. Oh, you know, I want more. Overwatch 2 drop, people are like, oh, I get it free because I got Overwatch. Boom. They move everything. Well, you ain't going to move, but they move over to Overwatch 2. Now, everybody finna start buying cosmetics and emotes and all that stuff. Yep. So, me personally, that's what I think they should do. If they are they gonna do that, probably not, because it's Blizzard and they money hungry, so they probably won't do that. But me personally, if you trying to, especially what how all of whatever happened to the company, you know all the stuff that happened months like last year or whatever.
Actually, they got a new lawsuit against them now.
That's what I'm saying. They should, at least for the community, do like, look, bro, we started that, we did this here. We gonna make Overwatch free. So I don't. That's me. Me personally, I'll do that. But I was reading through while you was talking. I was reading through Reddit. They were talking about how fast paced it is now.
Oh yeah, it's a lot more.
So how you feel about that?
It's probably good for the game, 100%.
Because they said pretty much the 5v5 is like perfect.
Some people like 5v5. Right now it's deadlocked. So when it first got announced, everybody hated the idea that it's gonna be 5v5.
I'm pretty sure I see why.
And then it took everybody started to fester about it, and they're like, okay, it might be okay. It came out. Some people was like, oh, 5v5 is really good. And then others was like, no, I think we should have gone back to 6v6.
Right.
Because you lose and stuff. But I do want to say something about that. Most of the mobile games that you play, and remember, this is a hero shooter, yes, but it's technically a MOBA, is 5v5. Mm-hmm. So I think they're just getting more in line with, and you know, I understand they said that they're making it more of a EA, or not EA. You did that to me. You did that to me. It's getting more of a shooter vibe because, you know, DPS can really carry the game now.
Right.
And they took a lot of the CC abilities out, like the slows. Like, May don't slow nobody anymore other than with their ult. And some other things. But I think 5v5 is a good spot. I think it's good. I think it's going to help the game longevity. And they are actually updating the game. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's the biggest thing, is that they updating the game regularly. Maybe, you know, we can sit here and be like, well, if they did that to 6v6, we wouldn't have this problem. And you're 100% right about that. But they couldn't do it. They didn't do it. And we don't know why. But they're updating 5v5. That's good with me. And if they're going to keep updating it, I think you should still keep doing it. So I'm okay with 5v5. I like that it's a little bit quicker. Games get done faster, just a little bit, depending on how good you are. But some games can run lengthy. Also, if you get against a stout defense, so
all right,
it honestly just depends on the game mode and who you're facing, and that's what happened to Overwatch 1 or with 6v6. You can get steamrolled in the game very easily, or you can be there for 1800 hours.
Now, so, are you going to actually play though?
Overwatch 2, I'm gonna definitely try Overwatch 2. I will. I'm just trying to figure out, should I just buy Overwatch 1 now? Because I have a lot of stuff from Overwatch 1.
Hold on, what you got Overwatch 1 on?
I had it on the PS5, but they have crossplay now. So
you should be able to get it for free then?
No.
Let me talk about the PvP portion.
I had it on the PS5, not the PC.
Oh, you want to play on PC?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Also, I don't think the PS5 is doing that. Or not the PS, not PS5. I had it on PS4.
Oh, okay.
But I don't think that applies to console.
What, talking about? Oh,
yeah, only, it don't apply. It only applies to PC.
I didn't know that. That apply for everything.
Nope, it just applies to PC.
So, if I was you, I'm pretty sure if they ain't gonna make it free, they're gonna.
I'm waiting because they're gonna have a discount. Price,
yeah, so they're gonna have a discount. So, me personally, if LJ be on it heavy, I'm pretty sure Solo, because I don't know when Kirk going to get his PC back, but I'm pretty sure Solo said he's going to be on it. But if y'all own it for like, because I don't know when it's going to come out. Because I don't
PC
know.
PC been MIA for 10 years.
Bro, I don't know what's going on with his PC. I don't know what. I was talking to him too. I was talking to him a couple days ago. I forgot to mention to him. I forgot to ask him. But I don't know. I probably play it. I'm probably going to see the story mode first. If the story mode good, then I'll go ahead and just buy it. And
that's the real reason I really just want to see the story mode, because it can be a really good story.
Right. That's all I'm there. Yeah. That's pretty much what got my attention, was the story mode. If they ain't have story mode, I'll probably pick it up whenever I feel like it.
Yep.
But let's go on to the last topic. Now, EA, I'm just gonna go ahead and say this now. EA just need to stop focusing on sports games. I'm just gonna say
that's
that.
That's all they have.
Not really.
You're right.
Not really.
You're right.
But they need to stop focusing on sports games. Because for the people who don't know, pretty much EA was really winning with FIFA. And come to find out, because I ain't know this until you text me, FIFA is no longer with EA. And FIFA was pretty much helping EA out. Because, like you said, EA really didn't have none for real. Yeah. They got games, but they wasn't like that. But anyways, Electronic Arts or EA is stop making FIFA. For what this article was telling me, the reason why, I think it was like, they mentioned this, like, I don't know, it's somewhere here, it's somewhere in this article. But for pretty much was they deal or their contract was up this year or something like that. Mm-hmm. And then FIFA was asking for like $1 billion and EA was like, yeah, no, we not going to give you $1 billion.
Yeah.
So me personally, look, I'm going to say this and you can talk about it. EA, I'm with them on that with the billion. That's kind of crazy. Mm-hmm. But if, matter of fact, before I even say anything, do you think that's an L or a W?
No way.
No, I'm just saying, do you think it's W for EA or L for EA?
Honestly, I don't know. Because I do know I have a lot of foreign friends, and they love FIFA.
I like FIFA. I got FIFA on my PC.
You do like FIFA.
Yeah.
But
I got it for free with the Origin Game Pass.
But I know they love FIFA, and they play it, like, religiously. Like, they play it like some people play 2K.
Right. I think FIFA, if I'm not mistaken, is not stream. Well, not, it may be a stream more than 2K.
It probably is. I can see that.
I know a lot of people, the UK audience, all of them, they love FIFA. Mm-hmm. So,
I don't think it's, and it's not like they stop making soccer/football, depending on where you are, games. They're just going to call it FC Football Club.
Yeah, they're rechanging it, yeah.
So, I think it'll be fine. I think it's more of a W for them. But
you think so?
And the only reason, but it depends.
Okay.
Because with FIFA, you know, all the football clubs have a deal with FIFA, right?
Yeah.
Now you have to go make individual deals with these clubs. And mm-hmm. if they say no, then you can't make a team.
You can't make
a team. That's what happened with NCAA. Because the NCAA,
ain't they bring that back?
They're trying to.
Okay.
They since name and likeness is not a thing, NILs are right. not a thing. Right. They're trying to bring it back and just sign with the teams,
right?
Instead of dealing with the NCAA, because that's how they got in trouble the first time.
I got you.
Because with that, I think NCAA, you know, the players was like, "Hey, that's me on there," and they were like, "No, it's not. It's number 17." They're like, right. I'm number 17.
Yeah.
It's a black guy that's my same height, my same size, and my same stats.
Yeah.
And they're like, nah, that's not you.
it ain't you, boss.
Yeah. So, but they can't do that with this because.
Right. But they will get sued.
Exactly. So, it's a W if they can get all these teams under the cost of what FIFA wanted, but if they can't get the money under the cost of what FIFA wanted,
right,
then it's a L. But they also gonna be like, we're the only real people that make a soccer game.
Yeah.
So
what here it is right here. They had made a deal last October, but FIFA was looking to double it to like $1 billion. Oh, what the fuck did I just do?
you got out the whole thing. So it was 500 million. Right, yeah. That's
if it's double, yeah.
It was $500
million.
Yeah. Which, that's a lot. So,
For FIFA, yeah, well,
it's $1 billion.
That's FIFA, though.
I'm about to say, FIFA brings in a lot of money. Yeah. Don't you think they could have paid that $1
billion? No. EA's supposed to pay them $1
billion. That's what I'm saying. Do you think EA could have paid?
EA been garbage this for the past couple years.
Right, but that's the only place you can get a sports game from.
You think they had that type of
budget? I think they had $1 billion.
Now, here's my thing. If they wanted to, because like I said, EA just need to stop. anything with sports, EA just don't need to touch. We just gonna, like, we,
but they the only one who makes sports games.
2K.
I can forget
about 2K. Yeah. 2K is destroying them right now in sports.
Right.
But EA just need to stop. Because they literally had FIFA. And FIFA was pretty much trumping WWE, golf, NBA, and Madden. No, they got Madden, right?
No, EA has Madden.
EA got Madden. I don't know, because I really don't play Madden, but Madden pretty much it's killing.
Who owns MLB the show?
PlayStation. Or PlayStation do something with them, but I don't think.
It's not either one of them make it.
Well, since we got the laptop here, let's see. MLB the 2K.
Oh, okay. So yeah,
when 2K?
I felt like somebody was making it. I thought it was one of the two.
Wait a minute, no, is it 2K?
No, San Diego Studios. So they the outliers.
Yeah, yeah, they ain't nobody. They look like some 2K though.
They do.
I thought it was 2K.
It's because of the Angels.
Yeah, but they only got Madden. I'm just gonna keep it real. If you had a billion, would it make a deal with them, with FIFA?
I would have, because I don't want to deal with the hassle of contacting every team trying to get them.
Right.
That I'm telling you, they end up bigger hassle than they think. They probably know. They probably ran the numbers and they said it'd probably be more easier to do it this way. But 100%, it'd be more of a hassle.
Yeah. They probably, me personally, if EA try to go down the sports route, I would say it's an L. Mm-hmm. Because FIFA was bringing in bank to EA. Mm-hmm. Let's just let that be known. Mm-hmm. FIFA was bringing in bank to EA. Mm-hmm. So for them to lose FIFA is a huge blow. Now it's a W if they not trying to focus on sports. If they just trying to focus on anything besides sports, it's a huge W. Because not only did you save $1 billion, that $1 billion can go easily to making, you know, new studios.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? To where you can make better games. So it's half and half to me, to be honest with you.
They have money. They over Apex. They have the money.
Like I said, it's a mix. It's a W. And the L. And they got Battlefield. And they got Madden. And they got Sims.
Yeah, you know Battlefield don't do nothing.
But I'm just saying, as a corporate.
Oh, and then that's right. They did Take Two,
yeah. So they got. Well, they got. I mean, like I said, it all depends on if they trying to. If they trying to be a sports studio.
Gotcha.
If they trying to be a sports studio, it's an L. Because you legit just lost your biggest sport
game, you right.
But if they're trying to do like these, if they're trying to make action adventures, all that stuff, it's a W. Mm-hmm. Because you save $1 billion, and now you can drop at least 10 studios, 15 studios, maybe even more.
Okay, so I'm just trying to not crunch the numbers, but I'm trying to see who all makes what.
Because I'm pretty sure 2K makes everything. Golf, basketball, I'm pretty sure they make hockey. Do they make hockey?
No, EA makes hockey.
EA got hockey? Yeah. They don't even make hockey.
So, they have golf.
Right.
WWE.
Right.
And basketball.
And is it?
That's it. EA has golf.
Right.
FIFA.
Hockey.
And hockey. So, they each 3-3.
Okay.
Oh, and UFC.
Yeah, a lot of people do play UFC.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So,
do you think it's a L, though? For EA. If we try to compare EA to 2K, do you think it's an L that they let
it's an L because everybody knows the quality games you're going to get from EA. Right. And they haven't been that great lately.
Right.
2K has gotten better because WWE for the longest haven't been great, but they fixed it with this one.
Until recently,
Yeah, they said this one is probably the best one. They have always done good with 2K.
Right. Yeah, we.
That's why we call it 2K. They always done good with NBA 2K. Yeah,
we can't argue with that.
That's why they call it 2K. And then
they just picked up golf.
I'm about to say, I think they just got they just golf. So up I don't. Golf. I can't say too much about the golf, but I think I actually because what's going to end up happening is they're going to do EAFC, mm-hmm. and then FIFA going to go to 2K. And
I don't think
you don't think FIFA gonna go to 2K. If I was FIFA, I'd go to the competitor and I say, okay, eventually goes, I want a billion, but you can have it for 5,000 right now. But the next contract.
If they go to 2K, then it's game over for EA. It's game over because if FIFA go to 2K, mm-hmm. we all know 2K is about microtransactions. Mm-hmm. They're going to find a way to make FIFA worth pretty much double what it is now. Mm-hmm. Like, they probably going to revolutionize FIFA if they go to 2K. Because EA, when the last time EA was pushing FIFA like what they were pushing? They really wasn't pushing it.
No, I don't think so.
2K be pushing the crap, 2K be pushing the crap out of NBA.
They do. But really, it's only NBA and then... But I think that's because they know who
because they
WWE. Could, you know who they are gonna get for WWE. Right. So I'm just
To be honest with you, if they do go over the 2K, it's a route for EA for sports. If I was EA, I'd just focus on Madden.
Oh wait, we might be wrong.
What happened?
They have golf now. EA has golf now.
When they took golf from?
It's coming in 2023. They didn't make a game for 2022. The last game was in 2K21.
They just picked up golf, though, didn't it?
I thought they did, but I guess not.
Well, hold on. Wasn't golf was the EA at first?
I thought so, too.
And then 2K, I don't know. Hell, I don't know. Who played golf, though?
That's a very good question. I'm looking at it now. Like, they used to have hockey. They don't have hockey no more.
Who got hockey? EA got hockey?
EA has hockey now.
Damn.
So, really, 2K's been losing stuff.
So we gotta flip the round. 2K really garbage in sports.
But that's because they put all their time and effort into 2K, now, which makes sense.
Now here's the thing now. 2K should pick up FIFA.
Yeah.
Just for the simple fact that you lost about 3 sports games.
You
to
really only making 3.
Yeah, so now it makes sense they should pick up FIFA now, if that's the case.
I'm surprised they haven't tried to get WWE.
No, I don't think
WWE. You don't think so?
No, I don't think so. Mm. Because just for the simple fact how the engine for EA... No, I think they should pick it up. Because the engine for EA is a little bit better than 2K.
Who plays golf, though? Let's go back to this conversation.
I don't know.
Okay. I'm interested now. I think I played golf one time, and that when I was
it's a game studio, so somebody play it.
Somebody.
I don't play it.
And then they have this, too. They just start making this.
Look at it. Nobody beating Forza. Let's just get that out the way. Sure. Ain't nobody beating Forza. Like, we just gonna just stop that right here.
Well, that's not technically Forza. That's them, I what kind of cars they are, you know.
No, I'm just talking about for like
but the racing. But I got you.
Like, ain't nobody being Forza, because that's what I got. That they were promoting. I didn't know Forza gonna grow how it's grown now.
Mm-hmm.
But who made Forza besides just Xbox? Xbox?
Yeah, it's only Xbox exclusive. Okay, so. Because they have that, and then PlayStation has, I forgot what.
Gran Turismo?
There you go.
All right. Don't ask me how I know that. I really don't. I was big in games. I mean, not games.
Gran Turismo?
No, I was big in the racing games.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. What did they care? I don't know. It was a way long time ago.
Mm.
Whenever Need for Speed Hot Pursuit 2 came out, that's when I got me into games.
That was
a long time ago. That was when I was in elementary school. Between Burnout 3, if I'm not mistaken, and Need for Speed 2, Hot Pursuit 2.
Who makes Need for Speed? Oh, that's EA.
EA?
Yeah.
You might as well consider that too. What is Yeah. 2K need to get 2K need to, because they got Burnout too.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, 2K need to get FIFA. Yeah. If it's by EA, it's by EA?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. FIFA. No,
they started with Shift. I remember Undercover. I played Undercover.
Undercover was legit. I like Undercover. Yeah. So yeah, if that's the case, yeah, Need for Speed, because they got Need for Speed and Burnout. I forget both of them is under EA. They need to get FIFA. 2K need to get it. Because they don't got a good racing game for real.
Mm-mm.
So and they consider that sports because when they do awards, they say for racing in sports. Now. Mm-hmm. So yeah, they definitely we gotta flip the round.
Yeah, no.
2K needs
sports. They gotta get something.
2K needs some sports. So if I was 2K, I'd definitely look at to get FIFA.
That's crazy though.
So technically, EA is making bank off of sports.
Mm-hmm. And they like I said, they had the money for it. I know. I saw it. I was so sad. I had to go through it.
What is it?
I had to go through it.
Why does it got it up there? They need to bring that back, though.
They not bringing it back.
Click
though.
On it. See what is. See what's gonna happen.
Nothing.
Why dead game. Got it up there.
Dead
though?
Game. Because
can you still buy the game?
No, you can't buy this game.
So what is it?
Because they just, I pressed all games and they just show all the games just, that they have ever
I
made.
I get they just show the remember of me.
Yeah, that's all it is.
So, oh no, they should bring back Battleborn. But I'm with you. 2K, we got to flip the round. 2K need to go ahead and buy FIFA and call it a day. Because right now, you lost about 2 or 3 sports games to EA. And on top of that, we didn't know EA got freaking Need for Speed and Burnout.
Mm-hmm.
One of probably the top 3 racing games besides Forza, and you don't even got Forza.
Mm.
So I'm 2K. I know 2K got the money, so they need to go ahead and buy it.
So why? So that brings me back to my point. You could have easily bought it, but I'm guessing you're trying to get more rights, is what I'm guessing.
Who? EA, 2K,
EA, because of FIFA. Because you could have easily bought it. Now that
be honest with you, yeah. Like I said, if they. After we just went over the games, they really chilling. Let's be real. Yeah. They took a whole bunch of games from 2K. Mm-hmm. The only genre that ain't winning in with 2K is NBA. And we all know for a fact.
They don't even make the game.
I was going to say, we all know live is probably not coming back. NBA live is not coming back. So, like you said, they probably got the money. But if they smart, like I said, they looking for $1 billion. If they smart, they probably got that billion. They easily can make that billion by gaming studios. And rebrand EA. Because let's be honest, EA haven't been pushing out games lately.
That's true.
So if I was them, I'd just take that billion.
But they don't need to because they have Apex.
Yeah, but still.
And Apex is, they just the publisher. They not the developers.
But still.
So they just.
Do you want another Mass Effect type game?
That's why they have whatever what's Mass Effect Studio is. I can't think of his name.
If I was EA, I'd just buy some more studios. And push out some games. Because right now, lately, they haven't been pushing out good games.
Gotcha.
Besides, It Takes Two. And a lot of people didn't play the game. I, like, lost and ran. A lot of people didn't play that game.
So, yes, you can use that $1 billion. So, because right now, we get into the publishing wars, eventually, because of just how consoles are and how Supreme PC is
right.
So right is instead of it being console wars, it's really about to be publishing wars,
pretty much.
And who has the better developers?
If we're gonna go, if it's EA versus 2K, for what we're seeing now, sports wise, EA
is no matter what.
Because the FIFA deal, I think they're still making FIFA until 2023. I think this is when they gone.
Mm.
So, I didn't know. EA destroying 2K in sports.
Yes.
Now, gaming-wise, outside of sports, is having hell.
I think so, because
EA was killing at one point.
Yeah.
And then, now it's, I don't know what's going on now.
Well, no, you can chop it up to COVID if you want to do that.
No, before even COVID hit, they wasn't pushing out games.
Yeah.
Because Anthem, for starters.
Yeah. We're not going to even go there.
Say that was garbage.
And I'm just looking at, okay, so these are the most recent games. I have no idea what the core is. So don't ask
me. I think I forget.
And so, their latest games, they have 2 working games. They don't have one. They have 2. They have EFA 22, whatever that is,
right.
And then Grid Legends, whatever that is.
Right.
And so, their last game that wasn't a sports game they brought out was Battlefield 2042. Yeah, we all know how bad that was.
Their
2K's last game was Tiny Tina Wonderland.
That was good.
Yes. I believe these supercar games are mobile games, just like NBA 2K Mobile.
Right.
But like, if you look at these, are the latest games. I believe that. I have it sorted by most recent.
Right.
Don't know what core is, so we're just gonna leave that alone for right now. Their latest game was Tiny Tina WWE, and then
Like, they don't make any games other than when Borderlands or whatchamacallit? Why can't I think of this studio name? And I like this studio.
Which studio are you talking about?
The studio for Borderlands.
Dang.
The same people who make
Gearbox. There we go.
The only time they bring out a game is when Gearbox has a game to bring out. So the only studio they have under them are the sports studios and Gearbox. And then whoever makes the Mafia games.
Yeah, Mafia is legit. I'm sorry about that one. I forgot. Mafia is legit.
So that's really bad, honestly.
I didn't know EA was killing 2K like that.
And I didn't either.
I didn't know that. I really didn't know
and
that.
I think it's only because these companies, the major league, you know, companies, right. Like, whatchamacallit took a shot in the dark and went with 2K. Mm-hmm. And they realized, oh, 2K is better. Mm-hmm. And then they tried to do NBA Live, and they said, get that out of here. NBA Live is one of the trashiest sports games to ever be created.
It was doing good when it came out, when it first came out. I don't know.
I'll be honest with you. I don't know who makes...
2K just destroyed the crap out of NBA Live. I don't know what happened. I don't.
They need to bring back the street sports. NBA Street.
EA should pick that up.
The streets? And the 2K needs to pick that up.
Well, 2K, yeah, but still, if EA trying to get into the basketball, they need to pick up Blitz. Mm. Just bring back Blitz.
Well, Blitz was football.
You can bank it to basketball.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, either way it goes, streets, too. Well, I was trying to say streets, but Blitz came up in my mouth. You can make E-War. But EA should pick it up.
Who made NBA Streets?
Was it 2K? No.
No, that was EA. So EA does have it.
So EA did have Streets. Yeah. So they need to bring it back.
What? And they had Blitz, too.
I know it wasn't tripping. I knew they had Blitz.
No. Yes, they did. It was made by Midway and EA. So, yeah, okay, so...
That's all I know was a trip.
So, what made them get rid of these games, though? Because these games used to be...
Somebody was talking about. It was the error.
Oh.
And then, you know, the error stopped and people. And then they tried to bring it back, but it did hot garbage. Mm. But EA, or... I don't see why they won't bring it back. Because NBA Street was, like, legit. If they get NCAA, it's over. If they get the football, NCAA football, is over.
They supposed to be bringing it back because of these NIL deals. Because
if they get NCAA, EA is taking over football. Because I don't even think 2K got football.
No,
2K don't. Yeah, so not have football. So yeah, I didn't know that until we did some research. EA is actually destroying 2K in sports. I thought it was the other way around.
So is this an L? No, this is not an L.
If 2K picks it up, it could be.
If 2K picks up FIFA and they make it like 2K,
yeah.
Then yes,
it's L. But to be honest with you, like you said, I don't think it is because they taking so many sports for 2K now that we ain't know about. Mm-hmm. But if they trying to be a dominant sports company, then it is a L somewhat because FIFA was legit just going crazy. Yeah. But if they trying to take that $1 billion and buy other studios, then it ain't really a L. Because at the end of the day, that's what they need. They got, for what we did, hell, they got the sports game on lock. Mm-hmm. So I'm pretty sure that's part of why they got rid of it, or that's why they ain't paid that $1 billion. Because they were like, yeah, we technically we don't need you. We better take this $1 billion and be like Xbox and start buying studios left and right.
If they start buying studios. Which they should.
They need to. Because it made, like, bro, early 2000s, as you clearly can see, EA was destroying the game.
It was?
Especially, well, 2K2, well, not really, but EA was going crazy in the early 2000s. Now, all of a sudden, they can't produce not one game besides an indie game, which is it takes two, and that's it. They haven't, name one big AAA game EA brought.
I already told you. Nothing. I think. Hold on, let me see. I don't even think they have. Oh, you gotta view all games. Let me just see. Because I believe Jedi Fallen Order.
Oh yeah, that Jedi. Yeah, I forget. They came out a couple of years.
No, it came out before whatchamacallit. Let me see. I go to action. Let's go to action.
Oh, there's too many games. I'm not looking for it.
I won't blame you.
I'm not looking for it. All I was going to look for is, what's the name of that game? Stupid. Anthem.
Oh. Yeah, you know, I think, I think that game came out before Anthem. Yeah, it came out before Anthem.
That's what I was saying. I was like.
No. Jedi came after. I'm sorry.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, after. Okay.
Okay. I believe came out. Oh, that's right. They are making. So
they remaking this, but
yeah. So this depending on how good this will be.
If it's gonna be good because I think they literally just remaking. They just added updated graphics and
no.
I think I don't know. Either way it go, you can't go wrong with Dead Space. You really can't go wrong. So they gonna when Dead Space drop, if it do come out on 2023,
they only have three games. Well, this is on the announced game, so they might have something later on.
Trust me, I'm pretty sure EA gonna have a lot more coming up. I'm pretty sure, especially since they save $1 billion from one game. That's probably the reason why they like we not finna spend $1 billion on you while we can buy like hella game studios to drop like 15-20 games.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. Well, it all depends. If 2K picks it up, it's an L because 2K can probably just go crazy with FIFA and just change it to whatever.
2K need to make another Mafia series. Or another Mafia game.
You think so?
Yeah. Mafia 3 was good. Some people were like, it wasn't as good as the other ones. But I thought it was really good. I think they need to make another Mafia game.
Well, they might. They might. Ain't no telling. Because they remastered it.
Yeah.
They push it out to the Epic Game. Because I think I got one of them.
Yeah, they're probably that one.
So, I don't know. They might. I would you on that one, though. Because I was watching Berlizzi when he was streaming. It was good. So, I don't know, they might. But I didn't, like I said, I ain't know EA was going crazy with the sports. They take about three games to go.
They got them.
So, LJ, for the first live taping.
You went over.
I in my head, I had the right way. I was saying it right.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, before we dip, what you got to say to these folks?
All I have to say is I was told it was a live recording.
Look here, we ain't finna
not a live taping.
We ain't finna do that.
And I just I was confused because I was told the wrong thing.
Anyways, here. What's your grand plan to bring Dad on here? First off,
you'll see it in 2 weeks.
So I should hit him up in the DMs and be like, "Be available."
No,
because I'm just saying. My plan, I can legit hit him up.
Look, like, we gonna do double tag team, double team for the first month of June, and then we get him on here in July.
So in July, you gonna have something.
We gonna have something
because I already got it. Okay, I'm gonna let you do you.
I'm gonna
let you do you.
I'm again.
All I'm saying is you should have brought your Switch over here so I can kill you in Pokemon. All
right, just end the show.
You still going?
I'm done.
You done? Anyways, pretty much. I didn't know EA is stacked in sports. come to find out. What else? Overwatch 2 to me is it's still kind of same. They should have, I don't know, I really don't know because I really didn't. I ain't a try hard in Overwatch like that, so you know more of that about me. So I don't know what they should change, but they did change. I don't know. But if LJ and my homeboys on it heavy, I'm probably going to be on it heavy too. Just because me and you was on it heavy on Xbox One. Because we couldn't stop playing it like for the life of us when it first came out. Destiny 2, they're doing some changes to Iron Banner. I forgot to ask you, you think that's a W change or L change?
I think we'll need to see it.
You need to see it?
Yeah.
From a try-hard standpoint, it's a W. I'll say that.
Mm-hmm.
From a try-hard standpoint, for a casual standpoint, I don't know.
Who really try-hard in Iron Banner, though?
They got some good guns. Good PvP guns.
Right.
And PvE, depending on...
Perks.
But anyways, they got some fantastic PvP. So, yeah, they're going to try hard. Also, too, the armor. They got high stats armor.
I know a lot of people are... Like in this, I don't know what the Titan and Warlock look like, but I remember people saying that all three looks pretty good.
Yeah, if I'm not mistaken,
we can look it up.
Yeah, you can look it up. Also, too, they got trials. They got new armor for trials. So I'm be on trials heavy because I saw it. I don't know which one. Now that armor there, I truly don't know who was who because they look kind of identical. I think the warlock. If you see that picture, I think the warlock was on the right. I could be wrong, but if they are bringing that armor to season 17, I'm gonna be trying hard in trials until I get all the armor sets. Because I think they might be dropping some guns, too. I'm not sure. I don't know. But for Destiny 2, like you say, we got to see. For the competitive standpoint, it looks like you're going to be sweaty. Casual is all depends. Gambit, they just need to take a year off. Just pull the trials. Take a year off. Do something. Because they say they're supposed to change Gambit later on this season. I don't know what they're going to do to it, but they said they're going to change it. But I don't know. But to me personally, I think they should just – I think games should take like a year off so they can figure itself out. And that's it. Now, you found an arm yet?
I think so. I think that's it. Yeah.
No, that's probably the trials on it. That's trials
on it. That's trials on it?
Yeah, that's trials. Because if you click on it.
Oh, you ready?
Yeah, that's the one I saw. I don't know who's.
And then I don't know what the Iron Banner armor is.
Though. Iron Banner, if I'm not mistaken, go back up to the trials. If I'm not mistaken, it's legit like that. Mm-hmm. It's like that, but different. Why didn't you Google Destiny 2 Season 17 Iron Banner?
I did, and nothing came up.
I don't think they showed it. I think that's what they.
Okay, maybe so. That was the armor I saw. I saw the trials on there.
So. I don't know. We'll see. I give it a try, like I always do. Just get some pentacles, and so I can do the dungeon. I already know the dungeon because they be killing with the dungeon lately. I know the dungeon's gonna be legit. So are you gonna try the new dungeon?
I might see what it's about.
Cause like, you go. Cause me, we did the other dungeon.
We did the average dungeon so I could get the stupid Gjallarhorn.
The Gjallarhorn, yeah. Oh yeah, you need to do it because they got a new exotic. For the new dungeon. So I don't know what it is, but this is a new exotic. So.
Gotcha.
But look here. All our socials are going to be on the link in the description. We're going to do this every 2 weeks. I got a Twitch. I don't know, LJ, you going to be streaming?
I
don't know, LJ?
No.
I got a Twitch. So if you guys want to talk about anime, video games, or just talk to me, I'm going to be streaming. They're going to be on the description. I should start my stream up. I just blew my ear all in the mic. I should be streaming around the middle of June, I'll say, so I can edit and do all this stuff first, then get back into streaming. So I should be streaming in June. All our socials are gonna be on there. Twitch, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, all that gonna be on the description. For our audio listeners, we are on YouTube. So if you want to see us, that gonna be in the description as well. And like I said in the beginning, we do have a podcast community Discord. It really ain't for me and LJ. It's pretty much for anybody who try to just need help or network with their podcast. That's pretty much what it is. I stopped it for the longest just because I was streaming and trying to do all this stuff here. But since I pretty much got everything now, I'm going to put my focus on that too. So I'm going to take like a day and just really focus on getting people into the Discord. So be on the lookout for that. But anyways, this is Randall, even though you probably can't see me. But this is Randall and LJ from the two. I got to shut it off. Look here, I'm not finna edit nothing. So, yeah. But anyways, this is Randall and LJ from the 2-for-1 Special Podcast. Hopefully my mic is not loud or whatever. And until then,
peace out.